T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It may be Kansas City's biggest claim to fame, but it's not the wood, it's not the meat, and it's not a particular building that makes Kansas City the center of the barbecue universe. It's in our new series, Where There's Smoke, that you'll find the real stories behind Kansas City barbecue.
Miami County traffic, Arrow 6-9er Juliet, turning final, runway 3, full stop, Miami County.
It's got to be the greatest smell in aviation when you shut down the engine and you step out of the airplane for the first time and you're on the quiet tarmac. There's a little bit of wind, but the only other sensation you have is the smell of barbecue coming out of the terminal building. Welcome to Miami County, Kansas.
I wouldn't even come and look at the place for 2 years because I knew where it was at, and I thought, no, this isn't going to work.
Terry Bright opened We Be Smokin' in the terminal building at Miami County Airport in 2001.
But I was told by a pilot one day, if we put out good food, that one day I'll be packed and there won't be a car in the parking lot. Everybody flies in.
When I first came out of here initially and looked at the place, I'm thinking, this is a hard nut to crack.
Gloria is Terry's wife, co-owner, and she and her daughter run the restaurant while Terry and their son run the kitchen.
There was some doubt, you know, that we could make it, but I didn't have any doubt in Terry. He knows what he's doing.
Gloria was an accountant. Terry had had a long, successful career in the restaurant and catering business. And after lots of success in competition barbecue, they decided to go for it and open a barbecue restaurant in a town of barbecue restaurants in an airport in 2001.
First year was 9/11.
Ooh.
So they closed the airport.
But they overcame the struggles of that year and some other obstacles. And a few years later, they were, no pun intended, flying high.
A website out there called $100 Hamburger.
Mm-hmm. $100 Hamburger, when you fly somewhere for lunch, you pay for the burger and the flight.
There's like 14,000 restaurants. So we're in the top 10 of destination restaurants. They fly in.
Terry says folks have flown in from as far away as California for his barbecue. And they're clearly doing something right because quite often they see pilots without airplanes.
Pilots, if they can't fly, if it's bad, they'll end up driving down.
Tell me the difference between a pilot customer and somebody who drove in to get barbecue.
Well, the pilots, they're different. Kind of the demanding, no patience kind.
Okay.
That's not always the case. And I say that just probably about a 1%, but you know, 1% can make a big difference, you know.
How long you been coming here?
About 17 years, ever since they've been open.
Dale and Jan Waddell live in Paola. They drive to We Be Smokin'.
What's your favorite thing on the menu here?
The ribs. They're excellent.
May I taste your ribs?
Sure.
Oh, dear Lord. That's fantastic.
And then there's the most famous customer to ever walk from the tarmac to the table, Barack Obama.
Is it intimidating when you know the president's coming to eat your barbecue?
Well, no, because they kept telling us he wasn't coming in. So he told Catherine Sebelius when they was getting in the car to leave to go do the speech, because he's seen the kids in the window, he said, when we get back, we're going in.
When he walked in the door.
Yeah, he loved the name.
Yeah, he says, I love that name. We Be Smokin'. He's a super, super nice guy.
President Obama was here back in 2011 until today. I still hear, will you take those pictures down?
And are you serious?
And I tell him, you know, he was a president. Whether you like him or not, he's a president. I still get grief over the pictures that I have up. It's amazing.
We Be Smokin' is a family affair. In addition to their kids, as many as 6 granddaughters may be serving barbecue or seating customers. And Terry's no stranger to family in the business, having worked in the kitchen for Gloria's father at Sidney's. He says that his time there and at Peter's Drive-In shaped much of the menu they serve up at We Be Smokin'. And as seems to happen so often, We Be Smokin' was the name of the competition barbecue team that started it all.
What's the best part of owning a barbecue restaurant?
I work for myself. I make less money now. I work about 90 hours a week, but I enjoy it. I'm happy to not have to answer anybody other than my wife and
Gloria, I only got one more question for you.
What's the best part of owning a barbecue restaurant?
Oh, my.
He just said the best part of it was getting to work with you every day.
Where there's smoke, you'll find one of the most unique barbecue restaurants around. Terry and Gloria's We Be Smokin' at the Miami County Airport.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.